second line from the bottom.
Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Masechta Zechariah. We're on Daf Beis Amud Beis, bottom line. Second to bottom line, I'm sorry. Michti, we're in the middle of a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What's the story if a Yachid, an individual person, didn't have Eira, because he relied on Bestin, does he have to bring his own Karban Chatos? Rabbi Yehuda said no, he doesn't, because he relied on Bestin. The Chacham said yes, he does. And a whole complicated drasha, how the Chacham got to the fact that he does. Now the Gemara says Michti. Tarvayu Mistarmi Tanan. The Rebbe brought a brisa that didn't mention anybody's names. So why are you saying that Rabbi Yehuda said it's Yachid does not, and the Chacham said they do. Mimayti Kamayis Rabbi Yehuda, Ubas Raisa Rabbanon. Now how do you know the first sheet is Rabbi Yehuda and the second sheet is Rabbanon? Eima Ipcha, maybe it's the opposite. So the Gemara says, no. Man Shemas Le, the Darish Miyute, Kiyai Gavna, Rabbi Yehudi. Who is the Tana who learned Miyutim from that pasuk over there in Vayikra? It was Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Zos Torah Sa'ola, he. It says Zos Torah Sa'ola. Right? It's the, it's in Parshas Tzav. It's actually the first pasuk of Parshas Tzav. He Ola, Almok, Almas Beach, Kol Laila. So he learns out, Zos Torah Sa'ola, he Ola, Hari Elu, Shloshim Miyutim. There are three Miyutim over there. One of the Miyutim is that a Yachid does not bring a Karban Chatas if he listens to Bestin. So therefore that Shita must be Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Now the Gemara is being, I'll give you another Raya that it's Rabbi Yehuda. It says, yesterday the Brayer said, Adayin Ani Omer. I still say, right, remember that? I still say, Lo Matzis Mukmas Lak Rabbi Yehuda. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Tectonic, because it said, Rov Kahal Shechatu. If Rov Kahal sinned, Bezdin Mevi'in Al Yedehen Par. Bezdin brings a par. V'Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Tzibur Hu Demaisi. The Tzibur has to bring a par. Bezdin Lo, not Bezdin. The Tzibur has to, what's the difference? Not bad one for Bezdin. The Tzibur has to bring a par. Titnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. If seven Shvatim, meaning Rov Shvatim, sinned, based on listening to Bezdin, Mevi'in Zayin Parim. They have to bring seven pars. Why seven pars? Because each Shevet's own kal, and each Shevet's, so what do you see, has nothing to do with Bezdin. So the Brisa that said that Bezdin has to bring a par, that can't be Rabbi Yehuda. That must be the Chachamim. Over the next 3 days, we're going to have like a seven-way machlokas about this issue. It's very, very confusing, I must say. It's quite confusing. Reb Nachman Amar Shmuel, Reb Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, not Reb Yehuda, Zu Divrei Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir. Avach HaChamim Omerim, but the Chamim say, Yachid She'asa B'horos Bezdin Chayev, a Yachid that listens to Bezdin is Chayev Achatos. My Reb Meir, what Reb Meir, my Rabbanan, what Rabbanan? Titanya, Horu V'asu, this is very two words, Horu V'asu. They paskind and they did. Reb Meir Poter, V'chachamim Mechayevin. Reb Meir says, you potter, the Chacham say, you're Chayev. My Asu? What's going on here? Asu, it says, Horu, Bezdin Paskin, V'asu. And they did it. Who's they? My Asu. Who's they? Ilema Bezdin. You want to tell me Bezdin did it? Bezdin Paskin, you're allowed to drive a car in Shabbos. And then Bezdin went ahead and drove a car in Shabbos. My time is the Rabbanan Mechayevi. Why the Rabbanan say, Chayev? Chayev what? Chayev a private Chatos. Titanya, Vatanya, Yachol Yehoru Bezin Vasu Bezin Yachol Yehichayavin. If Bezin Paskin and then Bezin did it, I would think that that's Chayev? No. Talmud Lomar, HaKahal. It's nothing to do with Bezin, it has to do with the Kahal. It means the Oilam listened to the Pzak. Vatamud Lomar, HaKahal. Vasu Maisa, Vasu Maisa. HaKahal Vasu. Maisa Tala B'Kahal, Vahara Tala B'Bezin. No, the Maisa is up to the Kahal. The Hara, only Bezin could do that. Only Bezdin can paskin, right? Ella, Horo Bezdin, obviously Bezdin paskin, V'asu Rov Kahal. And Rov of the Kahal, listen to that, right? Right? So then my time is Rebbeir the putter. The Bar Rebbeir say putter in that case. Right? What did the Brisa say? Two words. Horo V'asu, Rebbeir say putter. Why you putter? Ella Lav, Horu Bezdin, it must be, this one must be pshat, Horo Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin, Vasu Miat Kahal. Only a Miat did it. Only a Miat listened. Ubaha Kaifliki. And here's what they're arguing about. Mar Savar, Remeir holds, Yachid Shahasa Haraz Bezdin, Pater. If a Yachid did a Haraz Bezdin, Pater. What's it mean he's Pater? You don't bring an individual Chatas. Yachid Shahasa Haraz Bezdin, Pater. Umar Savar, and the Chachamim hold, Yachid Shahasa Haraz Bezdin, Chayef. So what do you see? Nah, forget Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different, it's Remeir. Amar of Papa. So preface as well, the Kuli Alma, Yachid Sha'asa Baraz Bezdin Potter. Could be that everyone holds, that if a Yachid listened to Bezdin, then you're Potter. Ella, so what did the Mishnah mean? What did the Bryson mean when it said, Horo Va'asu? Remeir says you're Potter, and the Chacham say you're Chayiv. What does that mean? If everyone holds, you're Potter. What does that mean? Ella, Bezdin Mashlim L'Rov Tzibur Kamiflagi. Whether or not Bezdin themselves, right, you have 49.999% of Klai Yisrael listen to Bezdin, right? The Bezdin themselves are 71 people. So if all 71 of them did it, then you go over the limit. You become Rove. That's what they're arguing about. Bezdin, Mashal, L'Rove, Tzibur, Kaminfliki. Mar Savar, Bezdin, Mashal, L'Rove, Tzibur. Techavim, hold. Bezdin, Mashal, L'Rove, Tzibur. So what did it say? Two words. Horov Asu. What's Horov Asu? They paskin. And they themselves give the 51%. They provide that, oh, they cross you over the 51%. Umar Safar and Rebbeir holds, no. Ain't Bez Lamashal Rov Tzibor. Therefore, Harov Asu. What does Rebbeir say? Pater. Why? It's still a Yachid. Okay. V-boy say, I'll give you another answer. Haru Bez Lamashal Rov Tzibor. You hear this? Haru Bez Lamashal. Horo Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin, well, only Bezdin Kapaskin. V'asu, and then they did it. They did what? Who did what? Rubu Shalkahal, Rove. So if Rove did it, why does the mayor say Potter? Rubu Shalkahal. Uman Chachamim, who are the Chachamim who say you're Chayiv? Rub Shimonhi, the Omar. Tiber Maisi, Ubezdin Maisi. Which we're going to get to, I told you, there's 8 cheetahs. Tzibur has to bring a carbon, and then Bezdin also has to bring a carbon. V'yiboy say, I'll give you another answer. Shevet she'asa baraz bezdino. A shevet. Again, what did the Brisa say? Two words. Horu v'asu. Horu has to be Bezdin. No one else can be Horu. No one else can paskin. What's asu? Says, v'yiboy say, shevet. One shevet. She'asu baraz bezdino. Shevi Yisachar listened to their own Bezdin. Uman Chachamim. And who are the Chachamim? They are the Shita of Rabbi Yehudahi, the Tanya, Shevet, Sha'asa, Baras, Beis Dino. If a Shevet listens to its own Bezdin, Osa Shevet, Chayiv. That Shevet is Chayiv. Right? That's a unique Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who everyone argues on that and says, no, it's only the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He says, no, even though every Sheva has their own Sanhedrin also, even that Sanhedrin also bring a parhel davar shel tzibur, that Shevet. Okay? Again, V'boy Seim, I'll give you another answer. It says in the Brisa, Horu v'asu, what does that mean? Those two words. Kigon shechatu shisha, well, only a minority of Shvatim did it, but v'hein ruba shel kahal. But it's like, you know, biggest states. Right, like California and New York, only 2 states, but they have a lot of people. A lot of electoral college votes. Same thing over here. You only have 6 Shvatim, but it's Rove. Oh, or Shiva, or 7 Shvatim, it's the Rove Shvatim. Afal pi she'ein rubin shel kahal. It's not the Rove Sibur. Right? And still what? Umas nisin mani. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hi. Betanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Omer, Mishmo, yeah. Chatu shisha. Vein rubin shel kahal. O Shiva, Afa Pisha Ein Ruben Shal Kahal, Chayavin. In both those cases, you're Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv? Because it's the Kahal, it's Rove in some way. Either it's Rove in population, or it's Rove in Shvatim. Okay? Amar of Asi, just another thing, Ubahara, Holech Acha Rove, Yoshvi Eretz Yisrael. When we do this Rove, right, so we only care about who lives in Israel. Could have a Shem Shevet, they all live in New Jersey. Doesn't make a difference. We go by the robe of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, like it says, V'yas Shlomo Be'eis Ahi, it's a chag, he made the chag, V'chol Yisrael Amo, Kahal Gadol, and the V'chol Yisrael Amo, Kahal Gadol, Milavo Hamas Al Nachal Mitzrayim. From Hamas till Nachal Mitzrayim, Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivas Yomim, V'shivas Yomim, Arbo Asa Yom. 14-day chag. Michti, 1 minute. It says, K'tif, V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol, Milavo Hamas Al Nachal, right, it says, V'chol Yisrael Amo Kahal Gadol. Everyone was there. So, Milavo Hamas Al Nachal Mitzrayim Lamali, why do I need to say that? And what do I need the boundary for? The Rav Kahal. The answer is, because only Rav Kahal in the boundaries. Shema Mina, Hani, Hu, the Ikri Kahal, that's called the Kahal. Aval Idach, Aval Hanach, Lo Ikri Kahal. But the rest, that's not called the Kahal. Okay? Anyone living in Chutzlar, it's not called the Kahal. Okay. Good? Now, Pshita,
you know,
yeah.
So many ways.
I know.
Same thing.
I know.
The problem. Every single way of cutting it.
I know. The problem is I know. You're 100% right. The problem is like 10 shitas. 10. Yeah.
Because you can split it that way.
Exactly.
X amount of givens and.
Correct. 100%. You're right. Now pshita. It's obvious. Merubin. Let's say it was the rov. 51% of Klal Yisrael. Listen to Bezin. No question about it was the Rove. Then, finish Matu. And then, a lot of people died. So, when we settle up the score here, it comes out to be less than 50% now. Ruvin Matu. Hainu, Biplugsa, Reb Shimon, Verabanan. That's a machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Okay? The Chachamim hold, you go bus of the moment of the sin. I don't care what happened afterwards. People died. It makes a difference. We go after the moment of the sin. And Rav Shimon says no. If the population got reduced, the population of sinners got reduced,
right.
And now it's less than 50%, then you don't bring a par. You don't bring a par. Muatin v'nis rabu mai. What about the other way around? What about it was 49%?
And then
the other guys died.
Somebody had a baby.
No. Then the people that didn't do the sin died.
Oh.
So now it's more of the sin. More the sin went over 50%. That's the... So, me, Pligi, Reb Shimon, Verabanan, do they argue in that case? Now, Reb Shimon, the Asal Basi Yediya, Mechayev. Reb Shimon, who hold, you go after the Basi Yediya. Not at the time of the sin. Later on. But what do we know? What went on here? Right? Then you'd be Chayev. Why? It's Rov now. Verabanan Azli, Basar Chet, Patiri, the Rabbanan go after the Chet. So here, after the Chet, it was not the Rov. Oh, lo, or not. My, what's the story? Now, Vitispera, do you think this is a possible machlokas over here? Amar, the Shema Asa, Reb Shimon, the Azul, Afbas, the Yediya. When does Reb Shimon go even after Yediya? Hechi, Tavi Yediya, V'chet, B'chiev. That's only when there was a Yediya and a Chet, B'chiev. Only in the other way. It was 51%. Then a bunch of them died. Now the question, Reb Shimon says, no, now you don't go after the Rov. Why? Because I need Basar Chet and Basar Yediya. Yediya below Chet, but if Yediya below Chet, right? Mishmaz Malay, the Yechayev? The Imkain, Laisi, Kihashta. What about a case where... What about a case of a guy who did a chet, and 20 minutes after he did the chet, they made him the Kohen Gadol? Or he became the Melech. So a Melech and a Kohen Gadol bring a different carbon. A different carbon chattas. Melech, Kohen Gadol, Nasi. So he did it as a regular guy. Now he became the Melech. So does he bring a carbon as a Melech? Well, when he did that chet, he wasn't a Melech. And now he's a Melech. Says, if you hold him, Shimon's going
to
hold that it goes by now. Then a regular guy who became a melech should bring a carbon as a melech. Nobody holds that. Right? That's what it means. You'd never know that without Rashi. The Imkain, Laitiki Hashta, bring it right now. Bring what right now? Meaning, a guy who becomes a melech should bring a carbon as a melech, or a Kohen Gadol. He became a Kohen Gadol. 20 minutes ago he didn't have hair. Now he's a Kohen Gadol. No one says that. Why? Because you go by Shas Chet. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to go by Shas Idiyah also? That's fine. Rav Shira says you can do that only if you also go Shas Chet. So Shas Chet, it was Rove. Then a bunch of them died. Now it's not Rove anymore. All right, so he has a Kula. But you can't go the other way. If it was not a Rove and now it became a Rove, Ella, Rav Shimon, Chet, V'Yediyah, Bai. Rav Shimon requires both. Chet and Yediyah. So if the minority sinned, and then people that didn't sin died, and now the majority sinned, there's still no parallel in the Avershal Tzibur. Why? Because you often go Basar Chet also.
Right. Would we ever have a case like that?
What?
Would we ever have a case like that? In other words, if, have, say, if somebody has to give a carbon, and...
Yeah, so we do say. The guy was poor.
And then he
won the lottery.
Right.
Guy was poor, he had to bring a flower, and he won the lottery, so he has to bring better now. He has the money now. Right. We do say that.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the other way around.
I think that's just money. It's not. It doesn't status didn't change.
It's
the same carbon. It's just good. If you're richer, so you bring this animal. But same carbon. Here, by the Kohen, it's different carbon. Kohen Gadol. By over here, by a Parham, it's a different carbon. A Chatas is one thing, and a Parham is another thing. It's not the same carbon. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right next, Iboy Elohu. Haru Bezdin Chelev Mutter. Bezdin said Chelev is Mutter. V'asu Miut Hakahal, and the Miut listened to that. V'chazru Bezdin Mehen V'haru, then they paskened again it's Mutter. I don't know why they had to paskin again, but they did. V'asu Miut Achar. Now another Miut listened. Wow, that Bezdin is really, really emphatic about that. Chelev, it must be Mutter. Before, yesterday when they said it, I didn't believe them. But today I believe them. Now, between the 2 days, you have a majority now. Mahu, what's the story? Kivon d'shtei yediyos ninu lo mitzdarif. It was two separate psaks. They don't combine. O dilma, kivon d'aydi v'aydi chelevu mitzdarif. Well, at the end of the day, it's both chelev. Im timtza lomar kivon d'aydi v'aydi chelevu mitzdarif. So you want to tell me they're mitzdarif. So miyat b'chelev shalgabi hakava. Today they've matered chelev on the kava. And the umiyat chelev shall gabi dakin, and then the next day they matter a different kind of chelev. Mao, what's the story like about that? Hacha vadai kivan the betray kroy kasi lo mitzdarif. That's two separate psukim. Where are those two separate psukim? It's two separate psukim. It's two separate laws, really. It's the same chelev, same rubric of chelev, but it's two separate things. Odilma kivan the idi v'idi chelevu mitzdarif. But at the end of the day, it's still chelev. Right, like today they said you can drive a car on Shabbos, and tomorrow they said you can use your camera on Shabbos. No, that's not the Rabbanan, really. Then tomorrow they said you could, I don't know, write letters on Shabbos. Right, two separate melachas, right? But it's still Shabbos, one Shabbos. Vintim talamash l'shem chelevu mitzdarev, with shem chelev. It's mitzdarev. At the end of the day, it's all chelev. You can details of chelev, it's still chelev. How about this? Miyad b'chelev u'miyad b'dam mahu. Today they said you can eat chelev. 25.5% listened. And then the next day they said, and you can eat dam. So 25.5% did that. You have 51%. Hacha vadai the trei yisurin inu. They're two separate yisurim. No question about that. Chelev and dam are two separate things. However, kivan the ein yisurin javan. Okay, lo mitzdarif. So they're not going to be mitzdarif. O dilma, or maybe. Well, kivan the carbon shava mitzdarif. Well, you still bring the same carbon for that, which is the carbon chatas. So maybe they are, because they do combine. What's the difference? What the detail was? What's the difference? At the end of the day, Rove of Klal Yisrael made a mistake based on a plaque of Bezdin. Vintim tolomar kivon the carbon shava mitzdarif. If one carbon's mitzdarif, how about this? Miyut b'chelev u'miyut b'avodah zarah. Mahu. They paskin about chelev and they paskin about avodah zarah. Right? Hacha vadei eini surin shava. There's no question about it. It's two separate yisurim. One's chelev, one's avodah zarah. Then carbon shava. Not even the same carbon. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. Why is that the same carbon? Because if somebody worships avodah zarah b'shogeg, they bring a separate carbon. Not the same carbon as someone who does a regular chatas b'shogeg. Oh, Dilmore, kivan the idi karis hu mitzdarif. But at the end of the day, they both get karis. So maybe since they both get karis for chelev and for avodah zarah, they can combine. And therefore, if they pass in one thing today, chelev today, Vodazar tomorrow, Rove of the Tzibor, at the end of the day did both, it should be Mitzdarif, and Teku. We don't have an answer to all those questions. Okay? Ibayalahu. Next. Haro bezin shechelev mutter. Bezin paskin chelev is mutter. Va'osem miyad ha'kahal. And miyad listen to that. Then umes osu bezin. That bezin died. They all died. They were in a car accident together, all 71 of them, and they all died. I was on a bus. They were on a bus, and they all died. So, v'amad bezin acher, another bezin got up, v'chazru, v'horu, and they said the same mistake, that chilev is mutter. V'asa miyat achar, v'achar miyat achar. And then another miyat, listen to them, and now you have a rove. It's two separate bezins. You don't have to say they died, you just say they all retired. If you hold Bezin has to bring it, who has to bring this carbon parallel davar shel tzibur? We had a machlokas on top. It's either Bezin or the tzibur, whatever that means. If you hold it's Bezin, it's not one Bezin. It's two different Bezins, right? One retired and one's here. Halesno, you don't have that. El kiti bayalach aliyu the man d'amar tzibur maisi. If you hold the tzibur has to bring it, my what's a stuber? Tzibur hakai. The tzibur sitting right here, same tzibur. Odilma. No, it has to be from the same bezdin, and therefore you don't have a rove over here from the same bezdin. And the answer to this is teiku. Okay. What?
We get a lot of answers in this
thing. Amr Bionason, Meya Shiyash v'lahoros. If 100 people sit down, 100 dayanim sit down to discuss something, we're not going to hold from 71. We want 100. Right? 100 bad judges.
That's an even number. Can't happen.
Ein chayavin ad shiyoru kulan. All has to be unanimous decision. Has to be a unanimous decision to make it parallel davar shel tzibur. Shenemar vim kol adas Yisrael yeshku. Ad shiyeshku kulan. All of them, it says kol. All of them have to mistake. Ad shidispashit horoa b'chol adas Yisrael. Right? Amrav huna b'rej of Rav Hoshia. That makes sense. The Bechala Torah Kula, Kaimala Ruba Kakula. Because the rest of Shas, rest of the Torah, we have a rule called Ruba Kakula. I don't need all 71 judges to rule on something. I just need a majority. Why? Ruba Kakula. I have a 3-judge panel deciding my case. I have a monetary dispute with Ruvain. I don't need all 3 to agree. I need 2 out of 3. Ruba Kakula. Hachaktiv Kalaida. Here it says the whole thing. Hawil, Fakach, Afilumeya. So it has to be unanimous. It says Kal. Tanan, Haru Bezdin. 1 second. It says that Haru Bezdin, Bezdin made a psak, v'yada echem yam shetahu. One of them was sitting there, and he realized they made a mistake.
Dayanim.
One of the Dayanim, he's a minority. He was outvoted. Oh, or Talmud v'roi lahara. Or Talmud that also kapaskin. Right, v'halach v'ashal p'yem. And then somebody listened to that. Why? Because it was 70 to 1. The psak was 70 to 1. It was one dissenting judge. So this guy says, I'm allowed to eat that chalef. 70 said it's okay. Vaza al p'yem, bein sh'atz levasi mohen, bein sh'atz levasi achrim, whether or not Bezin did it, whether Bezin did it afterwards, bein sh'atzu shlo asu v'asa, whether or not Bezin didn't do it at all, harez ha'chayef. You're chayef. Why are you chayef? B'bnei sh'tola, shlo tola, b'nei shlo tola b'bezdin. You're chayef because you didn't rely on Bezin, because you knew it was wrong. Ha, hu, t'chayef. But if you did rely on Bezdin, that's when you're chayev. Ha'achar pater. But if somebody relied on Bezdin, you're pater. But why are you pater? It wasn't unanimous. Vamai, why are you pater? Halon nigma hara. It wasn't unanimous. Somebody dissented. Right? So Gemara says, listen to this answer. Hachamai, you hear what the question is? We said, if I'm the lone judge, and I went ahead, or I'm a Tamil Chacham sitting there, that these people are wrong. They made a mistake. And I go ahead and follow it, I'm chayev. Why am I chayev? Because I know better. But if I don't know better, I'm pater. I wasn't unanimous, there was one judge that dissented. So Gemara answers, Hachem Ha'iskid, listen to this answer. Hion Sha'arachin hu, Echem Mehem Barosho. But he nodded his head. The guy nodded his head. In his heart, he said these people are wrong. But when they went for the vote, he nodded his head. So therefore what?
To make his own
psak.
What? Once you have the rope over there, he has to follow the rope regardless. He doesn't get away with it.
Exactly what the Chazanish says. The Chazanish says, you're not a lie. So what do you say? You say it's mutter? I say it's mutter. What do you say? I also say it's mutter. In my heart, I know it's usher. That's not the case.
No. You're the dissenting vote.
Right, right.
You still have to go to the majority. You'll still lobby with the rest of them.
Right, is that what the Chazanish says? What you say is, What does it mean? What is the answer? What's the answer?
I don't understand the question. I don't understand it.
The question was, it has to be unanimous.
No.
It's not unanimous.
No, I understand the question.
So the answer is, you nodded your head. What does that mean? So the Chazon Ish explains, what it means is you said, it's Rubo Kukulu anyway. So what's irrelevant what I say? Fine, like this. It's irrelevant what I say. Rubo Kukulu anyway. If you say that, then it's Rove. That's as if you consented. You should have said, no, I don't agree with this. You guys are wrong. He didn't say that.
We're not going to win anyway.
Yeah.
Say that. You don't deal with them.
What? No, so we're saying it has to be unanimous. It has to be unanimous.
I understand that, but that's...
So how could it be unanimous? We had a case in the Mishnah. It wasn't unanimous. You still don't have...
So it doesn't have to be unanimous.
So the answer is, because you... No, the answer is, that's... No, we're going to end up saying that. Right now we're saying, no, he nodded his head. What does it mean he nodded his head? He said, you don't need me anyway. What do you care about me? I'm dissenting anyway. It doesn't make a difference. You have to vote without me. Tashma... Haru Bezdin, the same thing, same question. Haru Bezdin, V'yod Echem Mehem Shetou. One of them knows it's a mistake. V'amalehem, Tohan Atem. You guys are making a mistake. Harel Peturin, Yipater. Taimod Amar Lehem Tohan Atem Peturin. Hashasik Mishtak Chayafin. But if it would be quiet about it, it wouldn't say anything, then you'd be Chayav. Gav V'gamar Lahora, because it's a psak. V'amai V'halohora Kulon. But it's not unanimous. Same answer. Again, you're out of your head. So he made it like it's, he didn't want to take a stand, so it became like it's unanimous. Masif Rav Mashar Shia, Samchu Rav Oseinu, Aldivir Rav Shir Ben Gamliel, Faldivir Rav Elazar Ben Tzadok, Rav Tzadok. We hold at these two people. They said, Ein goes with Gzera ala Tibur, Elim Kin Rav Tibur Yichol and Lavod Bo. We don't make a gzera if the Klai Yisrael can't withstand such a gzera. We don't make a gzera to torture people. If the Klai Yisrael can't hold from it, then there's no gzera. From Rav Ada Barava, Mikra, what's the pasuk for that? It says, B'mara atem nirim, v'otzi atem kavuim, ha'goy kulo. The goy kulo, the whole nation has to accept it. Now, v'ha'acha t'ksir ha'goy kulo, v'ruka kulo dami. Every single person in Klai Yisrael has to accept it? No. What does it mean? It means Rov. Tiyufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanan, Tiyufta. You don't need Rov judges. No such rule like that. It's a majority. Exactly. It says Kol, it's still a majority.
Kol means majority.
Kol means majority, exactly. Just like by the Rov Tzibor. What it doesn't say, it says Rov Tzibor. It doesn't say Kol Tzibor, right? Okay. Velamai Kol Adas to Kamer Rachmana. So why did the Torah say Kol Adas? If it doesn't mean Kol Adas, it means Rov Adas. Why say Kol? Hachi Kamer. Ika Kulam, Havi Hora. The Elo, Lo Havi Hora, you need all of them to be present. You can't have five people make a sack of a Klai Yisrael. You have to have all of them to be present. Amar Rishua, Yud Shiyoshvin Bedin, if 10 people sit down to judge, right? Kola Tolo B'tavra Kulon. The sack is on all 10. Not just the 7 or 8 that majority, all 10. So Pshita, that's obvious. HaKamashmal, Tafilu Talmud B'fnei Rabo, even a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, right? Even if he's not Mamash Paskinin, because he's not in front of his Rebbe, he's still considered one of the 10. Ravuna, Kevinafik, Lebedina, when you listen to this, when Ravuna would go judge, Maithi Asar Tanoi, Debe Rav, Lekhame, he'd bring 10 people with him. Why? Kihechi, Denimtin, Shiva, Mikshura, because if he made a mistake, the mistake is spread over 10 people. Not just me, not on my shoulders. Right? Same thing, Ravashi, Kevinafik, Trefasa, Lekhame, when he would pass in a treif animal, Maithi Asorab Tabachi Mimasa Machatia, he'd bring 10 butchers with him, Umosiv Kaime, to have him sit there and judge it with him. Amr, he said, Kihechid Dinantinin Shiva Mikishura. If I make a mistake, it's on all 11 of us. Not just on me. I bring more people, right? Get spread out. Either the Isser, the mistake, Hashem's getting angry, or the monetary. It's not on me, it's on all of us.
Butchers are somewhat experts. They got a big mum.
Okay, next. Haru Bezdin, Bezdin Paskind, V'yadu Shatou. Then they realized they made a mistake. Right? V'chazru Behen. So they took it back. They sent out an email. We made a huge mistake. We're so sorry. Now, somebody didn't get the email, right? He didn't know that they made the mistake. They took it back. Bain Shehevi Kaparasan. Bain Shalo Hevi Kaparasan. Right? Whether or not they brought a parhalam dover or not, va'asa alpihen, va'asa v'halach va'asa alpihen, and somebody went and listened to Bezdin. He didn't get the second notice. Rav Shimon poter. Rav Shimon says he poter. Why you poter? because you relied on Bezin. Rabbi Eliezer, Omar, Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. So I'm not sure. Ezu, Suffolk. What kind of Suffolk is that? Yoshev, lo, besok, beto, chai. If he was home, so why didn't he get the second notice? He's sitting home doing nothing. Why didn't he get the second notice? Why is he even paying attention? Holach, lolam, dinosayam, putter. But if he's overseas, how's he supposed to get the second notice? He's putter. Omar, Rabbi Kiva, modani bezeshu, karvel, putter, menachova. You're more putter than chayiv in that case. I agree. You're more putter than chayiv. You're closer to being putter than being chayiv. Why? How are you supposed to know? You're in overseas somewhere. Amar lo ben azai maishna zeh mena yoshev bebeso. What's the difference between that and sitting in your house? Shayoshev bebeso efshar hayelo shiishma. You could have heard. Vezeh lo hayelo efshar shiishma. And that guy couldn't have heard. So therefore I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva. Haru bezdin lakaris kol aguf. If bezdin made a psak to get rid of the entire mitzvah, Amru ein nida b'torah. There's no such thing as a nida b'torah. Ein Shabbos b'torah. Ein avodah k'chav b'torah. Harei elu paturin. They're putter. Why? Every kid knows such a thing as Shabbos. Not every kid knows about nida, but every adult knows about nida. Every kid knows about Shabbos. Everybody knows about avodah zarah. There's no way that wasn't a mistake. That mistake didn't pass the laugh test. Haru levatal mitzvah shel lekayim mitzvahs. Now they get to the key part of it and get rid of part of it. Harei elu chayavin. That's when a power of lever shetzibur will kick in. Ketan. Of course, such a thing is nida b'torah. Avol haba al shemeres yom kineged yom potter. But there's no such thing as a shemeres yom kineged yom, which is if she sees one day, she has to hold one clean day. Right? That doesn't apply today anymore. They used to apply. Yei Shabbos b'torah. Of course, there's Shabbos in the Torah. Avol amotzi mereshus yachid lereshus rabim potter. But there's no such thing as carrying. Yei shavodas gechavim b'torah. Of course, there's avodas gechavim. Avol mishtach haba potter. Bowing you're allowed to do. That you're allowed to do. Bowing you're allowed to do. Sacrificing you're not allowed to do. Burning incense, you're not allowed to. But bowing, that's mutter. Hare elu chayavin. In all these cases, you're chayav to bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. Shenemar, v'nelam davar, v'lo kol aguf. It says davar, a part of a matter. Not the whole matter. Fine. Good? Amav Yehuda Marav. My time at Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon say your potter? When Bezin retracted and you didn't get the retraction. So Reb Shimon said, you putter. Reb Elazar, the rest of them said, it depends where you were, did you go overseas. He said, you putter. Why? It's very simple. Howell, Bershus Bezin, who Osa, he followed Bezin. He didn't get the second notice. Okay, so he's negligent for not getting the second notice, so big deal. Ikeda Amri, Amar Vyudam Arav, Amar Hoy Reb Shimon, Kol Haroe Sheyotze Berov Tzibur, any psak that was disseminated in Klal Yisrael, Yachid also is a putter. Yachid did it, he's putter. Why? Because the whole reason we give a psak is to be, you should know what's mutter and what's aser. Meitzvei, 1 minute. Parham davar shel tzibur, usir of the chachavim, parham davar shel tzibur, and a seer of the klai sol, worship of avodah zarah, by mistake, betchila in the beginning, govin alehen, divir of Shimon. What happened? Bezin made a mistake, and everyone listened to it. We got to bring a parham davar shel tzibur. How are we paying for that? So go around and collect the money from every house. So the Bezin comes to my house. So I didn't get the notice that it was a mistake. So I'm still doing the Avera. Bezin says, we're collecting. So for what? For that mistake. What mistake? What? I didn't know about that. And the point is now I found out about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishumas Halish Kehin Bot. No, it comes from the Beis HaMikdash money. Right? Now, Amai. So why does Rabbi Shimon say that you relied on Bezin? Kivan de Gavilu, Havile Yodea. But once they can't collect money, you knew the truth. So how could you rely? How could you be potter? So Yibaytema, Kivon Shigavu Stam. No, they didn't say what they were collecting for. They just came to the house and they asked for money. They didn't say why. Yibaytema, Kivon Delo, Havile Pamasa. Well, you weren't around when they came around for the money. You weren't there. Yibaytema or Rav Kidach Tana Savar. Rav holds like the other Tana, the Tani Ipcha, Betchila Govin Lahem Div Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokas about that. Rabbi Yehuda says they used to go around collecting. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mitzumas Halishka Hein Bayin. It would come from the Tzumas Halishka. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you never knew. You never knew about it because it didn't come to you. So therefore, you always were mistaken. Therefore, you have a patur. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
More of the same.
Yes, it was more of the same.